SBS کردی روجنینی ششه ایوار و روجن یک شمه دوی دونیو رو یان گوهلیدانا بره یا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Joining us today, freelance journalist Vladimir Van Velenburg. Thank you so much for speaking to us today at SBS Radio.
You're welcome.
Today, we particularly want to discuss the latest Turkish military move into Iraqi Kurdistan. First of all, could you please inform us about the latest update about that move?
Well, the Turkish army, they have entered around 20 kilometers inside the Kurdistan region. So they're getting closer to Kandu Mountains, where the Kurdistan Workers' Party is based. And the Turkish officials have been saying that they are ready to move into Kandil. So it seems that it's also related to the upcoming election in Turkey.
So what do we know about the PKK? Are they prepared for this? Have they moved out of those areas?
Well, they have moved out of some villages which were not easy to defend. But recently they have been doing some also counterattacks on Turkish army positions. And they have published videos of that. So they are fighting back, and I mean, this is not the first time that there have been Turkish attempts to invade Kandil or to bomb Kandil. So I mean, they have been there for several years, for dozens of years. So I mean, it's not that they're not unprepared for any attack by Turkey. So I mean, they're very well dug in. They have a lot of caves there. They have a lot of ammunition and weapon supplies. So if Turkey really wants to go inside Kandil, inside the mountain, then it's going to be quite difficult for them.
Do we know if there have been any casualties so far?
Yeah, I mean, there have been casualties on the side of the PKK, mostly from airstrikes. And also there have been casualties on the Turkish side. There have been a few Turkish soldiers that have been killed. But I don't know how many exactly they were killed in this fight.
Mm. Do we know of any civilian casualties?
Well, when I was in Kandil in Nowruz in March, there mm-hmm. were some civilian casualties, like 3 or 4, by a Turkish airstrike. But in the recent fighting, there have been no civilian casualties. And the Turkish army is also visiting villagers, trying to tell them, like, we have no problem with you, we only have a problem with the PKK. But, you know, in the past, it has not been the first time that civilians have been caught up in the fight and have been killed by airstrikes, because several times Kurdish civilians have been killed by airstrikes.
And you mentioned at the beginning that this could be an election card for the ruling party. How do we know this is going to be a promising one for them?
Well, I mean, it's impossible for them to finish Kandil, because it's a very large mountain. And the PKK is very well dug in. But, you know, we've seen also what they did in Afrin, that they attacked the Syrian Kurds there and took over Afrin. And also Turkey is talking about attacking Sinjar and Mahmud and Kandil. So, I mean, it's all related to the elections, but it doesn't mean that they can easily just finish off PKK and Kandil and then they have a victory just before the elections. But just for the Turkish public, they just want to keep reminding the Turkish public that they are really fighting PKK and that they are successful. Also related to the deal they had recently in Mumbai with the Americans. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of related not only to the Iraqi Kurds, but also to the situation in Syria.
Sure. And we know that Iraq has been silent so far. Does this indicate that this is possibly a deal between Iraq and Turkey?
Well, I think the Iraqi government have protested. They said this operation is not coordinated with the Iraqi government. I think Iraqi Prime Minister Abadi said that. But so far it has stayed just with protests. I mean, they have been not doing anything, you know, they have been not being able to do anything against it. I mean, they're just protesting. But also from the West there was a reaction. NATO said they're not part of this operation. And also in America and the U.S., Defense Secretary said any force that is not invited by Baghdad should leave the country, but I'm not sure if he was talking about Turkey then. But in any way, like, Iraq is just protesting verbally, but they're not doing much on the ground. But it's also a little bit impossible because the Iraqis, they don't really have much forces on that area. I mean, there are Kurdish forces there. And, I mean, also the Kurds, they are not going to fight against Turkey, you know. So, I mean, the Iraqi Kurds, so.
Okay, and we know that Turkey, Erdogan in particular, is a fan of what Turkey used to be, or the Ottoman Empire, and you know he's mocked and called the Sultan these days in the media. How much this is a dream of his to actually expand Turkish powers beyond its current borders and to what it used to be?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. You can see it in Turkey because, for instance, they have all this Ottoman drama, and also he has his palace, you know. The way he portrays himself is he wants to go back to the times of the Ottoman Empire, not towards, to Atatürk. So you see that in Turkey he really has this romantic image of going back to the days of the Ottoman Empire. And also you can see that now that they control quite large territory inside Syria. And also in the past they had also ambitions to go towards Mosul, but that was stopped by the Iraqis and Americans. So you do see that they're annexing more territory, but even in Syria, Turkey is still saying we're going to leave one day, we're not going to stay there. But you know, Turkey, they still have this idea that they could change the borders and, you know, take areas. But the language is often different because the reality is quite different than from the times of the Ottoman Empire, of course.
Sure. And what do you think the reaction will be if there's any more escalation from the West and from America in particular?
Well, I think it's a little bit complicated situation because PKK in Iraq, it's not an ally against ISIS, you know. I mean, although they did play a role there also in fighting ISIS. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to do much to stop this Turkish attacks and invasion. And also, I don't think Iraq will do much, and also the Iraqi Kurds will not do much. So I think there will be maybe protests and this kind of protests, but I doubt really that this is going to stop Turkey. So we could see more clashes in this area, but I don't think that internationally or locally that something's going to happen that to stop Turkey from doing this.
Has there been any statements, for example, from the PKK and revealing any of their plan or how they're going to fight this?
Well, I think there was recently interviews with one of the main commanders, Mahbubaos Erdal, who was expecting a hot summer. So it is expected that there will be more fighting even after the election is done. So yeah, the PKK, they have been doing counterattacks, like small insurgent attacks with small groups. So, I mean, they're trying to lure the Turkish army into traps.
Well, Vladimir Van Vurenberg, we thank you so much for your time here today at SBS Radio.
You're welcome.
لگل SBS رادیو بشی کردین.